You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Leisure residents and businesses are outraged after not being consulted about a decision to relocate informal traders from the taxi rank opposite the train station Nirvana Drive to the Jamia Masjid area on Gemsbok Street. Now, to chat to us this afternoon, we're joined by a member of the Leisure Business Forum, also presenter on Radio Islam, Muhammad Salehji. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Mufti Saab, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us, Brother Muhammad. Now, this whole taxi rank location to the Jamia parking lot thing, perhaps you could just begin by giving us an overview of what has transpired and where we are at this stage.
Absolutely. So we go back to the initial situation where budget from Treasury was given for Leisure, and the JDA, which is the Johannesburg Development Agency, received the budget, and then they decide which project to undertake in the Leisure area. They undertook to do the revamp of the taxi rank, which is there currently opposite the railway station, and there's a budget of close to about 39 million rand, which has been allocated for this revamp. It's going to be done over four phases. The initial process was undertaken by the JDA with their research, etc. No consultation, unfortunately, with the community of Leisure and the various organizations in the area up front to tell us that they were going to earmark a particular project for the Leisure area. And we had hoped at that point in time that the JDA would come to the Leisure Business Forum and other forums in the area to discuss which would be the best suitable project which needed to be done in the Leisure area. Be that as it may, they went ahead and they did the necessary, and they've appointed contractors, etc., to start this project. At the onset, they said that the revamp will be done at the taxi rank, and it would be done whilst the taxi rank would be operational. So it meant that the members that are using the taxi rank, which is the taxi drivers and the informal traders, which are normally situated there, you'll see them in those silver cages, etc., would be moved to one section. Construction would take place in the other section, and then after they've completed construction, they would move everybody back into the newly constructed area and then reconstruct the second section, and then they would reopen the entire taxi rank for the upgraded taxi rank. This project was going to take approximately 11 months, and with the lockdown, unfortunately, there were delays in getting this project off the ground. Then, all of a sudden, yesterday, we all got a surprise when 10 containers were being delivered, 10 out of 50 containers in total that were being delivered to the Jamia parking area. So they started in the section right opposite Bamji's and the Kitty's Flair Boutique, etc., and they started laying containers. The business owners were very worried at that point in time and concerned, and they contacted us, and we all went out to site, and we spoke to the contractors that were there. So they said they were given an instruction over 2 weeks to 3 weeks ago to place these containers here. And we said this was a surprise because there had been no consultation. According to the plans, the reconstruction of the taxi rank, the upgrade of the taxi rank, would take place there, and there was no plans to relocate anybody at that point in time.
Yes.
So this created the background to what we got into a meeting today. We had to get the necessary stakeholders. We had to put a stop to what was happening yesterday. So only 10 of the 50 containers were delivered. And we asked them to put a halt until we had a meeting in which JDA had to come up with the explanation as to what processes were followed, compliance, whether it was done or not, and who had given the permission to use the Jamia parking facility for the relocation of the taxi rank. Also, to bring it to point, there is a dispute as to whom actually holds the ownership of the Jamia parking facility as well.
Yes, tell us more about that. Who holds the ownership of that? And many are referring to it as belonging to the Jamia Masjid. Is that the case?
Okay, so there is a section there that is part of Jamia Masjid. So they have an allotted one section in that area of the entire parking lot. Initially, or through the years, a couple of years back, it was given over and transferred onto Johannesburg Parks and Recreation. That's when the trees, etc., were all planted in that parking lot as well. Then subsequent to that, it was handed back to JPC, which is the Johannesburg Property Company. The city took a decision to take all the available land which was there, which belonged to the city in various ways, under different departments, and put it under one, which is Johannesburg Property Company, and then to make decisions as to what to do with that property. Subsequently, we got information and we had seen that one of the developers in Indonesia had gotten ownership of the property, or he had gotten a lease for the property. And normally the leases are 99-year leases, which they sign, etc., sometimes 20 years. But he's got a lease on that property, and he was to develop a super spa with a small shopping center similar to what you would see across the road at Signet. And that was in the pipeline as well. And the business owners in that area objected, and the matter was taken to the councillor in our area, Ward 9 councillor, and this matter is now being referred to a tribunal for resolution. So if any property gets put under dispute, for example, like it's happening here between JPC and the developer, then it needs to go to a tribunal to settle the matter, the shop owners around and the developer. It goes to a tribunal who make a decision. But in that interim period, there can be nothing done on that property because nobody has entitlement to that property currently till the dispute has been resolved. So this amazed all of us. This really, really shocked the whole lot of us that containers were suddenly being brought and the decision was taken that the relocation of the taxi rank together with the informal traders would be moved to the Jamia parking facility. So we got the JDA to come down with their consultants, and they explained to us that they had been given initially permission to relocate. And we said in some shock and surprise, and then we asked them further to explain who had given them the permission to move. So initially there was talk that maybe the ward councillor, ward 9 councillor, had given some inclination. Then they moved on to say that the regional director of Region G gave them permission. So we sought the proof to see who had actually given them permission. That was not forthcoming yesterday. They set up a meeting with us at 9 a.m. this morning, which was to be held at the Jamia site. We got there this morning to find that the JDA had not arrived on time. They were at the site office, which is opposite the SAPS police station, and there was a grouping of informal traders and workers that had gathered near the containers as well. And this was heading for a hot situation, in the sense that it was going to become a little bit provocative, and there were going to be racial slurs, etc. So hearing from the interview earlier that you have played on the air as well, you heard some of the comments that were made, and it had to be quickly squashed that this is not a racial issue. It's got nothing to do with race, creed, color. It's got to do with the community and the fact that the community, which is all stakeholders, that's business people, residents, etc., all living in that area, were being affected by this move, and no consultation, and this is the main crux of the matter, no consultation had taken place with any of the stakeholders, and no permission, proper permission, had been granted for them to take on this move. So they unilaterally took on the move, and they had planned this already 2 to 3 weeks ago, and they had brought the containers to site. So fortunately, we managed to put a halt to that move as well. In the meeting today that we convened, and we had the various stakeholders from around Indonesia, including the Indonesia Residents Association, we also had the taxi owners, etc., there at the meeting, and it was found out that the taxi association had made a comment and had actually told the JDA, the Johannesburg Development Agency, that they felt that it would not be feasible. It would be actually endangering the people's lives that are using the taxi rank. So they felt that it was not possible to renovate the taxi rank and still operate the taxi rank whilst the renovation was taking place. And they had made the suggestion, and they had actually told the JDA that they would like to move the taxi rank back to the Jamia parking facility. So we've actually realized today that the taxi association had made the suggestion, the recommendation, and JDA acted upon that. Now, this is definitely not in correspondence with what the process is meant to be and how permission is sought. So this was very, very, very disappointing. This is also very concerning to us as the people of Indonesia, as residents, as business people in Indonesia, as all stakeholders, that such decisions, such matters take place in our community, in our areas, without consultation, without our knowledge, and people actually get away with this. And
yes,
this is where the Indonesia community has to stand together. And this is an appeal from the Indonesia Business Forum and from all stakeholders. Please, as a community, let us get together. Let us put up a united front and a united stand. Let us be able to show that you want to bring investment into Lanesia, we are all for it. You want to bring development into Lanesia, we are definitely for it. You want to upgrade Lanesia, we are absolutely for it. Remember, there are lots of things that are happening in Lanesia. If you take the current Lanesia taxi rank, they did a redevelopment there around 2011, 2012. In the last 8 to 9 years, we've seen that place degrading. It's actually degenerated. It's gone down. Crime, grime. We have a whole lot of host of other matters that are happening in that area. People are afraid to go into that area. Motorists are scared to drive past. There have been many smash and grabs at that intersection of Rose Avenue and Lanesia Drive. So this is a scenario that played out. If they're going to upgrade it and in the interim move over to Jamia, all that scenario will move over to Jamia as well. We can expect crime, we can expect grime, we can expect all this matters to settle in the Jamia parking area. So this is not good for residents, this is not good for the community, this is not good for the masjid, which is also basically in that area as well. How do we confront this? How do we sort this matter out? We get together, we stand together, and we say due process must be followed, and in future as well, if any development, if any investment comes, please consult with us. We'll explain to people, as people on the ground in Lanesia, not people sitting in offices out in Johannesburg Civic Center, etc., what the money should be utilized for, what projects are necessary. There is so much infrastructure that needs to be improved and maintained and even upgraded. Why are they only spending on the taxi rank? That is a question that needs to be
certainly an important question. We appreciate you unpacking the entire situation for us and giving us an update and bringing us to speed as to where we are at this point. Mohammed Salaji, Jazakumullah khair for your time this afternoon.
Jazakallah to you. And remember, the Lanesia Business Forum has offices at 86 Hydrangea Avenue. So for anybody who wants to join up, who wants to come aboard, who wants to meet with us, who wants to discuss matters with us, our offices are open and our numbers are there. You can contact us, inshallah, and be there to stand and improve the community.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.